something to talk about.
That's right. She's singing, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't record that.
She is singing. On tonight's show, Janet gets caught singing.
You ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah. Hey.
How are you?
I'm well. It's been too long again.
You don't like me anymore.
I know. No, I like you. I just like making money. And then I go out on the road and then I come home and you're like, oh, I can't do it tonight. I got to work late. And then you get home. And
I've only worked late once this week.
This week. But we're recording this week. I'm talking about in the past.
It's been kind of a rough world in my day job. At my day job. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to complain about it?
No. Okay. No one wants to hear a complainer.
That's what I was thinking.
I just got to say that I have candidates that I could send a dick trophy to.
A what trophy?
A dick trophy. You haven't heard of these dick trophies?
No, I have not heard of them. Nice segue. What's a dick trophy?
You can now send a dick-shaped trophy to people who are dicks to you. GQ magazine published this article, and the internet is always around to fill needs that you didn't even know that you had.
Didn't know I needed a dick trophy.
Right. Have you ever thought to yourself, my coworker is a total dick. I wish I could let him know what a dick he or she is being.
So you send him this?
Yes. In the past, you'd have to come home and vent to your significant other about it. But You Dick provides dick trophies. That's right. The company is called You Dick.
You Dick. Spell it. You, like the letter U or Y-O-U?
Y-O-U. D-I-C-K.
Okay.
You can get them in all different sizes. Presumably to fit multiple budgets and the appropriate level of dickitude.
Dickness.
Yes. Trophies are metal and come in many different colors. And there's a quick guide on the sizes and how they could apply to life. Are you ready?
And how did you... Yes, go ahead.
So say your best friend flaked out on you on a night at the last minute. Mm-hmm. That's a small dick trophy. Your coworker stole your lunch every day for 2 weeks. That's a medium.
That's kind of a bigger dick than the first one. Just flaking doesn't deserve a trophy.
So the dick trophy gets bigger. Your best friend cheats with your girlfriend. That's a big dick trophy.
Yes, that is.
Your friend drags you to a Nickelback show. That's a jumbo dick trophy.
Jumbo.
Yeah.
And how much does a dick trophy cost?
They vary in prices. It doesn't say in this article, but the nicest part about the trophies is that they almost look like awards you'd get for maybe gay porn.
Oh.
Yeah. They're kind of nice.
Is it an actual penis or is it just a phallic looking?
It's a flat shaft with two balls.
Right.
Yeah, that made me feel better. After an icky day, that article made me feel...
Can you send it anonymously?
I don't know. I bet you could, because they look pretty plain. So you order it, and then you send it to the person.
You would just hate if it had any kind of...
Tracking?
Tracking, like the bill is in there.
Well, like for your friend that flaked on you.
That'd be okay.
Yeah.
But if you had a coworker that was just being an absolute dick, and you just wanted to vent and send out a dick trophy, you know.
Yeah, you'd have to be careful covering up your tracks, because that could be a sexual harassment lawsuit.
Could it really, HR?
Yes. Yes, I believe it could. Oh. So even though I want to send a dick trophy to people at work, I'm
going
to refrain. And we all have those bad days. You know, you used to work in...
I had a real job once.
Yeah, you did.
And you still have bad days even when you're self-employed.
Really?
Yeah. Get bad travel days, and you'd want to send a dick trophy to the airline counter or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. But those are not people that you have to deal with on a...
On a regular basis.
Daily basis.
Okay.
All right. So what you got to talk about...
You better hope nobody you work with listens to this.
I don't think they do. I'm not naming names.
I know, because if you don't name names, they all think it's them.
Well, if you're listening, it's probably not you. Hey, I fixed it!
Because that's what the brain does, you know.
Oh,
the brain
I know.
She must be talking about me.
Like, every once in a while, I'll post like memes or something about frustration. And I have a couple coworkers who are like, are you posting about me? No. And you want to be like, if you think I am, maybe you should reevaluate how you're acting. But like these people, I'm like, no, not at all. Why? What? You've not done anything. We're cool.
But that's what the brain does. That's what the human brain goes, oh, I work with her. I wonder if it's me.
Right.
That's why that sub-tweeting kind of sub-posting kind of...
I'm not sub-posting right now. I know. I just thought that was a cool article.
I know, but I'm saying people are so used to that kind of thing that maybe that the title of it should be not for anybody in general. You know what right. I mean? Just
if you think it's you, tag yourself in this photo. I'm tagging no one because it's not about
there
anyone.
There you go. That's beautiful. That's the way you should do it right there.
Yeah.
If you think it's about you, tag yourself.
Right. Oh, goodness gracious.
I can't think of anybody right offhand that I'd want to send a, statue to.
You just got the perfect little life right now. Good job.
Well, you're just being quite the little, came in cranky. She's flying low.
You know what using the word cranky will get you? A jumbo dick trophy.
I know, because in your brain, it's the C word.
It is.
It's the C word. Do you call me the C word? Cranky. I'm sorry. Just drink your champagne and Fireball.
I just put a touch of Fireball because this champagne, it's from your celebrity cruises. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have the taste that I like when I drink champagne. So I thought adding a little bit of Fireball would add a little bit of taste, but I really can't taste it. But I did just burp and I tasted the Fireball.
Oh, nice.
I'm so hot.
I still have not figured out how Fireball has become as popular as it has. I know things go through cycles of this drink is very popular or this mixed drink was popular for a while, but it is massively like...
Well, it's a good word to use in songs. And I think, what was that other cinnamon flavored schnapps? What was that?
Cinnamon schnapps.
Fireball. No.
Fire stick.
What was... Like there was apple pucker for apple schnapps. There was...
Well, schnapps was all big
for
a while.
Hot damn.
Hot damn, yes.
And this, I feel like, is a resurgence of that, but instead of it being a schnapps, it's a whiskey. And now, like, all the, like, the Jim Beam, Jack Daniels. I don't know. Crown has Crown Apple, but I don't know if they have...
And since I don't drink, I don't know what any of
you
this...
You have no idea.
No idea.
It seems
but
like...
It almost seems like it's bad in a way, like alcohol should taste bad so you don't overdo it. You
and
know what I mean?
Probably,
it's like making flavored cigarettes for kids.
Right. I could see where you would think that. I really do.
Like,
but
like whiskey should taste like whiskey. That's what it's made. This
and
is
that's
whiskey.
The old school way of thinking. Liquor.
I'm no. old school.
No, liquor companies have found that if they make things taste yummy, people drink more. So, yeah, I get that it's probably bad that they're doing that, but I bet it's increasing their sales. It seems like every time, because I don't work at the bar very often. It's like once, twice a year. Every time I go in, there's something new, a new flavor of something. Like, what?
Don't you miss Zima?
No.
Zima with
a Jolly
Grenadine.
Rancher?
Is that what they would do with it?
Or grenadine, yeah.
I just remember.
I used to drink Two Dogs. It was very similar to Zima.
I don't know Two Dogs. I had a joke. I used to say, if you drink too much Zima, it'll make you vomit.
Yeah. I had my Two Dog vomiting nights in college.
Oh, did you?
I did. It was very similar. It's that, what is it, that malted beverage.
Is it like, I didn't drink then
right.
that either, but was that, is that like...
Smirnoff Ice.
Is that what you can compare it to?
Right. It's
like,
still around.
Oh. Because Zima just disappeared. Yeah. It was one of those, like, it hit the top,
and
boom,
died.
It was gone.
Yeah.
They don't
even
think they make it anymore.
No, I haven't seen it. I think, like, the Smirnoff Ice, maybe having that name behind it, Smirnoff, it was pretty much the same drink, like, toppled all of these.
What did it taste like?
Tasted like... lemonade without as much tart.
Ah, because what was it you called it? Something ice? Smirnoff Ice? Sounds like it ought to taste like a peppermint patty. Like it has that cool kind of,
well,
did you feel the breeze?
Smirnoff Ice has regular Smirnoff Ice, and then it has raspberry, green apple. It has the different flavors because I think they realized that it was kind of plain. And I think Two Dogs went away too with the Zima. Mm-hmm. Like I think Smirnoff Ice came and said, bye, y'all. I got this.
Were you ever a Bartles and James drinker? Was that ever around?
What's that?
That's when wine coolers were very popular.
Oh, no.
I don't even know if those make a lot of those anymore. Just
Jack Daniels had wine cooler. I think they still do. Like fruit punch, Jack Daniels wine coolers.
Really?
Type thing.
Like they mixed
Bartles
Jack
and James.
And wine?
I remember that. It was shaped like a bowling pin. Kind of?
Was it? I don't remember. I just remember the two old guys that did the commercials.
Oh, I don't know.
And thank you for drinking Bartles and James.
Like when you go to like summer concerts, you can buy the big, well, now they have like the Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Raspberry. Back a few years ago, you could buy the Jack Daniels Fruit Punch. And it was like
overpriced concert drinks.
Holy cow. What was I paying? Like $18 for a big... at the Miranda concert where I got schnockered, wasn't it like $18 for the
I think
big
so. Was it a boot?
Bud Light Raspberry?
Was it a boot or something? You bought a drink in a like a collector cup thingy.
That was at a different concert. Okay. I didn't get schnockered that night. This was the Miranda. Remember, I started here at the Bud Light Lime, not the Bud Light Lime. It was the Bud Light. It was the raspberry thing that they have.
I just remember you buying, the one that sticks out in my head was you buying
was the big margarita.
The big thing, and then you went, and pour another shot on top of it.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was costing you. You're like, I want the drink, and I want a shot.
No, it was actually saving me money. It gave me the right amount of alcohol without me having to buy two drinks.
Oh.
I knew I wasn't getting schnockered that night.
You budget-conscious person, you.
Yeah. How did we get into this? Oh, Fireball.
Yeah, Fireball. Because the guys I worked with, I just did a show with a bunch of guys in Laughlin, the Smash Brothers, Chad and Corey.
Mm-hmm.
They are Fireball boys. Like, they brought a bottle of Fireball with them to the
I have a lot of friends. Like, my coworker, he, when we were in Kansas City, he had Fireball and he was mixing it with Angry Orchard beer, which is a gluten-free... like apple-flavored beer.
It's a healthy beer.
No, it's gluten-free. Like, gluten people can't drink regular beer. And Angry Orchard, I think it has, like, an apple flavor to it. And he was like, yeah. And then when him and his wife went to Hawaii recently, he was showing me pictures. He's like, guess what's in that jug? And I was like, what? He's like, apple juice and Fireball. I'm like, you really like your Fireball, dude.
That's a little much. Even the guys I was teasing the Smash Brothers about the Fireball, because I would do that thing in my act about Fireball and that whiskey's supposed to taste like whiskey and that whole thing.
And
I would go, John Wayne wouldn't approve. John Wayne would kick you in the... Yeah.
You use the C word that's not cranky.
I do. And even they go, all right, I have to admit, that's funny. You're right. Whiskey's supposed to taste like whiskey, but...
This is fun.
This is fun.
You know, speaking of drinking,
yes,
I found this article, and I know you're not. It's about a country music artist.
Oh God!
But I wanted to ask you. So Tim McGraw.
No. Okay, go ahead.
Wow. He has made no secret of the fact that he quit drinking quite a few years ago. But he didn't just give up alcohol. He did it on a very fast, like one day he binged. The next day, he was about to start a major tour, and that was his day he quit. Like he's like, I'm done. No more. And he said he got to the point where he knew he drank too much. It was affecting his personal life, his family, all of that. And so what he did is he had the blowout drinking one night, and that was the night before the tour started. He flew to Florida that morning, and from then on, never drank again. Now, he said that it was hard for him at first to get in that groove that he was used to getting in before the concert start, before he went on stage.
Yeah. And that relaxed groove of having cocktails and now
and
let's
do
this.
And be the party leader.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, Well, you probably went through something very similar when you quit drinking. Like, how did you adjust to being funny man on alcohol and then funny man off alcohol?
I don't know.
Do you remember it being difficult?
No. And it's funny you brought this up now because on my other podcast that I recorded just a little bit ago, Remasculate, my guest was John Crist. And we were talking about, he goes, do you know people that avoid rehab just because they're afraid of how it will affect their act?
Oh, I'm sure.
And I said, yeah, basically me. I got, you know, I'm the guy, I quit drinking and I proved that you can still be funny without alcohol. Mm-hmm. And so we got to talking about that. And I think it's all in your head. I think that whole attitude is in your head. You can still go out and have fun. You can still go out, but you have to do it on your own terms. Like, I still will go out and have as much fun on stage, and I can remember it the next day.
Right. Because you just have to let yourself drink hardcore.
Hardcore.
It was schnockered times 10.
Yes. And I think you just have to go ahead and let yourself, let your brain just go, I don't care. I'm just having fun. I don't care what you think of me. I'm just having fun. Because I think that's what alcohol does to people. It knocks down their fear and inhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of lets them be what they would really like to. You know, I wish I was like this all the time. You can be. Just do it.
But you were talking the other night about another comic that you were like, I think he's awesome because he does what I would be scared to death to do.
Oh, you're talking about Troy.
I didn't want to name names.
We talked about him earlier on my other podcast.
Dang it. I was at work the whole time.
Oh, I know. But he is fearless in his attitude, and I think that is from being, you do it enough, and you do it on stage, and you do it over and over, and you develop a thicker skin.
Mm-hmm.
That you just develop, that this is what I do. This is my art form. I don't care. Like, it's like your brain gets to a certain point, like a volume knob. Like, I have to hear this. I have to hear this list. For me, it's like, I have to hear this much laughter. I know it has to be this high. It has to come, this joke is supposed to get this. But I think if you have trained yourself to just go on stage, you're totally okay with the silence.
Which can lead to bad.
Yes.
Train wreck.
Yes.
So change a thing.
No, I won't change a thing.
I think you're phenomenal.
Saying, there's a difference between doing what?
Mark Maron.
A performance art piece.
Mark Maron. Is that what he does? I don't know. Because he made me uncomfortable.
Oh, but I love Mark. And
right.
I find him funny.
And a lot of people do. He has a very popular podcast.
Mm-hmm, but it didn't hit you the same way.
I will never
way.
Go see him again.
Mark, she doesn't mean that.
He doesn't listen.
I have a lot of comic friends that listen. This is a very small world. So, but no, I get your point. And I
also watch the Kardashians, so my opinion matters not at all. Okay.
But I do, but that goes back to people that say comedy as the art form. Like the other day when we were talking about this episode to another comic, and they go, Troy, he's a real artist. And I go, yeah, you're right. It's
does he paint?
No, but it's doing what you do and not afraid. Like, just I will do whatever it takes. I will say the words that I think I will say, and then that is my time, and you could like me or not.
And that's kind of his attitude.
Yeah.
That's how he exited the stage.
Yeah, and it's like people that do art. This is my art. You go to a museum, you go, do you like it? No, but I like that one. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's real art to people, is when you don't, you're not there for everybody. You're there for the ones that like you.
Is that kind of how Bob Saget is?
I think so. I think
now,
so.
I would like to go see him. Would you go with me?
I would go.
Okay.
I know Bob.
You know Bob?
I know Bob. I know kids. That sounds weird, but yes, I know Bob.
Do you know Uncle Jesse?
No.
Oh. Okay, just checking.
Because you'd rather know Uncle Jesse than...
If you listen to my other podcast, Two Girls, A Bottle of Wine, twogirlsabottleofwine.com, then you would get
No, that was your woman crush of the week?
No. Oh. Wow. Yeah. Wow. No, T-Squared and I talked a little bit about Uncle Jesse last night.
Is he still hot?
Yeah.
Yeah? He's one of those guys that has aged well.
Very well. He cut off the mullet and he, yeah. I don't understand Rebecca Romaine Stamos's decision, but I don't know him at all. He was probably a self-conceited asshole.
Could be. And I like the guy that she's with now.
What's his name?
I can't think of his name.
But he's in really funny movies.
He was in the TV show.
Meet the Millers.
Was he in that?
Wasn't that him?
No.
Dang it. No, I get him confused.
Him. That was Jason Sudeikis or Sudeikis or whatever.
Jason Bateman.
Bateman wasn't in Meet the Millers.
I get a lot
Jason
of these
Bateman
guys
was in Bad
confused.
Mouth.
Okay.
About the cuss words. Remember the spelling bee and the curse words?
Oh, I didn't like him. I didn't like that movie.
I loved that movie.
I know you did. That means I probably didn't. But we don't have to like the same thing.
Okay, I got
to
ask you about this, because you keep saying this. We don't have to always agree on it. We don't always have to like everything.
Jerry O'Connell.
That's her husband. So at what point should we start keeping track of things?
Nope.
That would like a chalkboard and nope. See if there's more likes and not likes?
Do we have fun together?
Yeah.
Yeah. We just don't have fun doing some things together because the other person doesn't like them. Like I'm going to Miranda Lambert all by myself because you don't like that kind of music.
That's not true. I like Miranda Lambert. I don't like the stuff that might come on before it. And you go absolutely apeshit. I have never seen anybody at a concert just... And you know this because you're smiling. Other people around us were looking at you like,
but that,
can you do anything about that?
Okay, that was the alcohol. It had been... That was my third Miranda Lambert concert. Okay, that was the first out of three that I hadn't been able to let loose. And I let loose a little bit too much.
Oh, did you let loose?
So this is me at a normal Miranda Lambert concert.
Quiet and staring?
Just in awe. But add schnockered level Janet, and I become woo girl with no pause button. Woo, 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 Miranda, woo, I'm crying because House That Built Me, woo. I remember how I was, and that was not, it was just me letting loose.
And then you were mad at me because I wouldn't stand up and dance. Or I was like,
I know.
I was sitting there, I was enjoying the concert.
I know.
I was even saying, oh, I like this song.
I know.
And so that is my.
I know. And I apologize for that. Because that's not normal. I understand that that was outside of the normal
Sweet baby
world.
Jesus, that was not normal.
I know. It was so bad. It was so bad. I'm so embarrassed just even reflecting on that. But you can ask anyone that's been to a concert with me where I'm driving. I'm kind of lame. I just sit there.
Well, that's good. Because then you know you'll get home safe.
Right. Yeah. So Cheyenne, I'll be safe. Wee. But, you know, like... But there's stuff that you won't do with me because...
Well, there's things you won't do with me. Like there's certain movies that I want to go to. You're like, no, that's Violet. Why don't you just go by yourself?
Yeah. After a day of hard-ass work, you don't want to go to something you're not going to enjoy.
Speaking of movies, we can do this now because we haven't reviewed it yet.
What are you talking about? What movie?
Tomorrowland.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
We went to see...
Hold on. Let me pull up the tomato rating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you listen to Hillbilly Nerd Talk, did you hear him say... Hank is one of the co-hosts on Hillbilly Nerd Talk. It's Hank and Petra.
Yes.
Look what you've taught me. Look at me. Mm-hmm. Okay. He was talking about one movie, and he was like, and according to this Rotten Tomatoes, it's so-and-so fresh. I don't even know what that means. So Rotten Tomatoes has a scale, and 50% or higher is fresh, right?
Fresh, yeah.
And that means that it's a fresh tomato. It's something
it's
you should
good.
Go see.
You should check it out.
50% and lower, it's rotten. It's a rotten tomato.
And
you
it shows
should
a
avoid.
Little splatter thing.
Yes, and I think it's adorable, but... Hank is obviously new to the Rotten Tomato world.
And he did not, was it the Tomorrowland?
No, it was...
Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Yeah, he did not like Mad Max.
So, I think this is higher than I expected, Tomorrowland on the Rotten Tomatoes score. What do you think it is? Just give me a guesstimate.
I'm going to say 59.
That's way higher than I thought. It's at 49.
Oh,
it's even so it's rotten.
Yeah, it's...
By one.
Ooh.
Yeah. I thought it would be like 15%.
Really that bad?
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad. It was I have to so say, bad. I wanted it to be good.
I wanted it to be Flight of the Navigator good, where you're like turning of the... Like, it was like epic and like... Things you had never thought about before could be happening. And
it felt like that when it first started. When it first started, it was beautiful excited. To look at. And like, this is going to be great. I was excited and just went, oh my God, really? This is it? This is all they're going to do?
So I'm going to say like half a star out of five because George Clooney is always awesome to look at.
Yeah. He was on the Graham Norton show the other day.
Yeah, okay, and I was going to sleep, and that was a pretty star-studded show. Who else was on that show?
It was, that was George Clooney, the girl that starred in Tomorrowland.
What's her name?
And
she's from Under the Dome.
Hugh Laurie.
Okay, yes, Dr. House.
Dr. House. And they were talking about how they were both doctors. How that he had been a doctor on ER, and he had been House. And Graham Norton asked the girl, which I can't remember her name, from under the...
I bet, yeah.
He goes, now, if you were really sick, which of these two doctors would you go to?
Would mouth-to-mouth be required?
And she goes, well, like kind of the same. She goes, well, he was awful cute.
Brittany Robertson.
But House could always diagnose.
And then the cool thing about Tomorrowland is they were both in that as well. Now it makes sense why they were all three on this show.
And that's what Graham Norton does on his show. For people that don't know or don't watch Graham, like, the next show that I watched was The Rock and...
We should talk about that movie.
We will talk about that one, too. But it was The Rock and the other actor from that movie. And he kind of does that. I think that's the publicity of the way they go through the UK. You know, we're promoting the movie. Let's go on the Graham Norton show.
So talking about Graham Norton, we should talk about his beard.
I know. He has a big white beard. And nobody,
and you liked it.
And a lot of people don't know who Graham Norton is.
Okay, so tell the world. Who is Graham Norton?
He is a British talk show host. One of the funniest guys. I love the show. I've never not liked an episode of the show. Just a good host. And he has now grown a beard. He's always been a clean-shaven, kind of really short hair. And you're making the face.
No. Well, no, I'm sorry. I was jumping ahead.
Okay.
I
said the beard looks distinguished on him. It's a gray beard.
It does look distinguished on him.
It kind of makes him look like a younger Sean Connery.
Yeah, which without the beard, he looked younger than Sean Connery.
Yeah. And so I thought, I said to you, I like the beard. I might grow mine out because my beard has got a lot of gray in it unless I color it.
I think you should color it more regularly.
And that's what you there you go. And you went.
I like his chiseledness of the beard.
He's got, because he has it right chiseled, under his cheekbone.
Like you have like the rough, I'm going to go shoot someone in a Western look.
Right.
But he has that chiseled, like, metrosexual beard look.
Yeah. But
it's not the brosexual beard look that is like the answer to the metrosexual. I'm making up words. Metrosexual.
You're just
look.
Pulling words out of your butt like
it's
crazy.
It's a bro beard. It's the Zach Brown beard.
It's a bro-back. It's bro-back Thursday. What? I don't know what you're making shit up now. But I understand what you're saying. But it's because his beard, he's let it grow out, and it's full, and it's shaped.
Yes. I like the shapeliness.
Yeah. But you would not like it on me, is what you told me, right? You would not like...
Maybe if you colored it.
You do not like a gray beard on me.
No. Well, your hair is blonde. It looks weird. If your hair was gray, which is on trend if you're a female, I bet you can make it on trend for male.
Hey, for a split second, I thought about that because I did read.
Kelly, whatever, Osborne can do it.
That's what I was reading about, how gray is in for
women.
For women. Like they're coloring younger girls, like teenagers, doing gray hair and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, oh, I wonder if I could get away with that.
I saw an African-American lady at Urban Outfitters did you see the same person? It was on Sunday.
I did not.
When we went there, she had gray dreads, and she was not old enough to have gray hair.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the cool things about dreads, and I've seen that before on several different races, is you can put whatever you want in your hair. Like you've seen that, like you, mm-hmm. like there's a blue dread and a red dread, and there might be a piece of cloth braided through it, and there might be just a clip. Right. And that's the kind of the cool thing about dreads. It's kind of like, I put on my head whatever I feel like wearing today.
But you have to have really thick hair to do dreads.
True.
You have to, like that, that's why African Americans can do it. So, because they have that really thick, coarse hair. And she looked really, like, stunning. I was like, she is probably the first female.
With dreads that you thought would.
And gray.
And pulled it off.
All at the same time, I was like, wow. And she had it all, like, knotted up on her head. And I was like,
Oh, that's cool. You go, well, girl. See, I think if you can make your hair look like art in some way or another.
And this is what that looked like.
Then it's kind of like a runway look. Like, this is a piece of art, this style.
I know you dog. You dog. Is that even a term anymore?
I don't know.
You make fun of the fact that I pay a little bit too much for
my
hair.
You pay way too much for your hair.
But my hairstylist, it has done shows in Vegas, has done shows in Denver. Like, she has that talent where she has done the art look.
Good for her.
And
but she charges you way too much for what you get done.
She doesn't have control over that. It's the company she works for.
Well, then find a different company. I know you said you found a hairdresser that you like and you trust.
And I've been there for 6 years.
Yeah, but and the price has gone up. And it's gone up again.
Gas prices keep going up as well.
Yes.
I'm not going to bike to work.
Should I say what you pay for your hair?
Nope.
It's too much. Be honest. It's too much.
I don't want people to think we're bragging.
We're not bragging. I'm just saying it's too much. But you're willing to pay that much for your hair. But I just think because it's a color, you could definitely find a salon and another stylist that would charge you half of what this person does.
But the problem is that I have very thick,
so
coarse
hair. So do a lot of people. You just are afraid to let somebody else do your hair because you've had a bad experience.
No, I've had several bad experiences.
How many bad experiences have you had other than the ones that you did to yourself when you colored your hair?
I had at least 5 bad experiences, especially when I moved, because in Missouri I had a great hairdresser. Yeah, she was my best friend growing up, but she knew my hair and she was awesome. When I moved here, I tried so many different hairstylists. And that's why I ended up just chopping my hair off. I'm like, I'm ready to be pink and I can dye my hair whatever color I want and it'll grow out if it.
And you don't do that now.
What?
You don't do whatever you want with your hair because you're like, I have a job. Because I've once in a while I go, hey, look at that. That would look good on you. I can't do that. I have a job.
I would love
to. So why not just go to a hair salon that knows how to cut and curl color hair without overcharging you an arm and a freaking leg?
I don't know.
Just give it one shot. I would say just give it one and then go back to your hairdresser and go, fix this. If it gets screwed up.
I don't know. I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
I'm so scared. It is very pricey.
It's very pricey.
But I budget. It's taught me how to budget.
I'll eat ramen noodles for a week because I have to get my hair done.
Right. Are you ready to talk about the next movie?
Oh, the next movie. Which one's the next one?
San Andreas.
San Andreas.
Yeah.
That is The Rock. Yeah. Dwayne Johnson.
I had very minimal expectations walking into this movie. And I loved it. If I could just turn off my brain. Because there are things in the movie that are so unrealistic. But it was so, like, it was great effects. Like, it's about an earthquake.
Mm-hmm. The San Andreas Fault.
Lots of earthquakes. And there's at one point where the ground, like, does, like, the wave.
It was a very cool graphic of the way they looked
awesome.
Like the earth was water for a split second.
And I don't know that area very well. And I bet if I went and saw it with my best friend growing up who lives in San Francisco, she could probably rip holes in it. But me not knowing the buildings and how they're laid out and, like, the... there's a baseball stadium. Like, I don't know how accurate it is.
It's not accurate. There was a thing on the news just last night talking to the actual seismologist in California. They was coming out of the theater. Mm-hmm. And she was like, very enjoyable, not factual. just that couldn't happen, that wouldn't happen. And part of the fault, like, remember the movie The Earth Broke Open? Remember mm-hmm. there was that giant crack? And she was like, no, the fault moves sideways. Even if it was to do
That's how mountains form.
Yes, they push. It doesn't break open. It just pushes. But that was not a good visual effect for the movie.
But it was really an entertaining movie.
Yeah, I will give it that. But here's something else I wish movies would stop doing. That was a PG-13 movie.
Right.
They're making all these movies, and I understand its budget. They want to make money. They're marketing it to a bigger audience. But it's not just San Andreas I'm talking about this. I'm talking about movies in general. They could be better movies if they just didn't go, we got to make it fit into this box. Because think how much scarier that movie could have been. The way that violence was and the building shaking and the crushing and the, you know, we didn't see anything human in that. You know what I mean? There wasn't any, like, somebody falling out of the window or a building didn't crack.
There were not limbs flying.
There was not limbs flying. There was not. And I know that's okay with you.
I'm okay with that.
I'm saying it's totally okay with you. They market it to a more mass. But a lot of times I think movies could be better, more exciting if they just
were
a little more realistic. And even you said if they'd have killed The Rock.
That would have been like, ooh.
Oh, my God. Now, wouldn't that not have been a...
We just gave, like, spoiler alert, he doesn't die.
He doesn't die. Well, everybody's got to know that because even the trailers and stuff. But how much of a better movie would it have been, because it hints at the daughter knowing everything because she learned it from him.
Super smart, you know, little girl.
She was
beautiful.
What about that? How would that movie have gone if, like, she would have had to save herself? What a woman empowerment movie.
And I want to point out her. Her name is Alexandra Daddario?
Daddario, yeah. She was on with him on the Graham Norton show.
She is beautiful. Those eyes. I'm not a lesbian, but I could stare into those eyes for days.
She was in True Detective, the one you didn't watch, that TV with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. So, on Rotten Tomatoes, what is your guesstimate on the percentage?
For San Andreas, I will say it is probably a 38. I'll go 38.
Wow. 48. You went low. I was like, that was my face earlier that you were like, what? And I was jumping ahead because I looked at it and I'm like, I would say like a 52.
Still not fresh.
I know, but audience score, 64%.
That's how many. Kind of tells you about the audience.
Wow.
I liked the movie enough that I didn't hate it. That's why I gave it higher than a zero. But it's a throwback to the movies that I used to love. I used to love those disaster movies like Towering Inferno and Airplane and you're too young. You're much too young.
You're going old school again,
Titanic. Titanic's another one, though. They're big disaster. Like Titanic had better, like,
wasn't
scarier, more real parts in it.
It was R, because you saw her naked boobie.
Yes.
That's why you liked it.
I couldn't figure out why it even had her boobie in it, when you come to think about it.
Because they were bonding over and falling in love.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
He just, what did that have to do, like, I'm going to sketch you, and I want to show you naked, and now we get in this car, we were in a car, right? Where they were in an old car? You saw it four or five times.
Yes. My best friend, another best friend growing up, she loved that movie and she owned the VHS. So we would watch it a lot.
Like over and over and over?
Mm-hmm. It was like her Titanic was my Twister.
Well, how many times did you see it at the theater, though?
Once.
Oh, see, I get the feeling that was one of those ones you were like, I saw it again and again and again.
No. And if I were flipping channels right now and it was on... I would watch it.
It's your...
Billy Zane.
It's your Love Actually.
Yeah. But I have a lot of those. I have, like, Almost Famous, Twister, Titanic. Those are some of my favorite movies. And maybe it was because it hit me at a time when I was in transition from kid to adult-ish that I was like, this is who I am. Legally Blonde may be in there too. Might explain the love of pink.
That sent you down a horrible path. Now I see where they say movies can influence people.
What do you mean by that?
Because you are sitting in a Barbie shirt right now.
I thought you liked that about me. Sitting I have in a, branded myself.
You, looking across this microphone at you, you have a pink t-shirt, pink slippers, a pink phone, and a pink glass with your champagne in it. You are Legally Blonde. You are, what's her name? What's
Elle Woods.
Sorry, didn't know that.
Do you hate that about me?
No.
Do you hate pink?
No. No, I don't hate pink. I've become totally like, and you know this, I'll even go, hey, did you miss that?
Right. Like anytime something pink catches your eye, you're like, Janet.
Janet, did you see that? Did you see that?
So when I like, when I have like birthdays or Christmas, I know I'm going to get pink stuff. And that's good. I've trained you well. And like the pink tennis shoes that you bought me, they're the platform pink tennis shoes. Love them. But everyone's always like, you're so on trend, Janet. And I'm like, yeah. It's Steve. But I don't tell them that because I know you probably don't want me to reveal that.
Yeah. Who's on trend? Me.
Steve.
Me.
That was Love Culture. Who I need to speak about. Talk about that. About.
There you go. There's your next.
Love Culture. It's a clothing store. Very similar to Forever 21. And here in Denver, we had two locations. We had one at the Cherry Creek Mall and one at the Park Meadows Mall. And we bought someone in our family a gift card. But that gift card didn't work out for her. And I was like, well, don't worry. I'll buy it from you. I'll write you a check. Here's $50. Go spend it on whatever you want. I'm going shopping, right?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a choosy shopper. And so
choosy?
I would go into the store and be like, yeah, no, nothing that really jumps out at me. And then all of a sudden, the store closed in Park Meadows. And so I'm like, well, no big deal. I'll go online and order something online. They don't let you use their gift cards on their website.
That is bullshit.
That is bull honky for sure.
That's not what I said.
I know. But, yeah. So, Love Culture, avoid. And if there's one in your area.
You saw that people are griping online that that you can't use the card. So it's almost thievery.
It is. We need to call the Better Business Bureau. Oh, never mind. That they're might already be why closed. They're closed.
But is every store across the nation closed? Or is it just, did they just close here?
They're downsizing. When I Googled, they were downsizing last year because the company lost money, which I don't understand.
No.
Like, very hot clothes.
Great
clothes. I loved them.
I don't know how you didn't spend your card because, as you know, I shopped there for you quite a bit.
Right.
I'd be at the mall getting coffee and just walk by and go, oh, that's
Janet
cute.
She would like.
So I don't know how you didn't walk in and go, that right there.
But a lot of the stuff that you would buy there is stuff I could not use at my job.
Oh.
So.
Because I will buy you stuff that I know you won't buy yourself.
Right. And I love that about you. I have never been, like, upset about things you bought me. Guys, if you need shopping advice for your woman, and she's cool, ask Steve McGrew.
Well, backing up to the guys that I was working with.
Did you go shopping with them?
No.
Oh, okay.
But Gabe Lopez had his wife at the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about wives and traveling and packing. And she's real fashionable in herself.
Mm-hmm.
She dresses sort of like that that not pinup kind of look, you know, that kind of.
Oh, gotcha.
The flared dresses and the kind of. Just that look. It's hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm talking about. Like the bows in the hair and that kind of.
Yes.
And.
That's kind of a pricey look to dress.
Yeah, but it's very, very classy. And I said something to her, like, I like that. That's the kind of stuff I buy you. Because, like, the things that I got you at Hot Topic have sort of that kind of pinup girl look. And she goes, oh, you shop for your girlfriend? And I go, yeah, I buy a lot of her clothes. And she goes, I wish he would. He doesn't pick out.
Mm-hmm.
So, but is it weird that some guys buy clothes
to me?
For?
No. Okay. 5.5 years ago, had you asked me if that was weird, I would have said yes. I had to adjust to the way I was like, what? You don't want me in a jersey or a hoodie? You know, I don't understand.
But no, girls are supposed to dress feminine. Like this and be feminine.
And a pink hoodie is not feminine.
No, pink hoodie is not.
No. I wear pink hoodies to bed.
I think guys lie when they don't want their girls to look good.
They don't want them to look good for other guys.
And I think that's...
But freaking Betsy Johnson, listen to her, guys. Stop. Listen right now. Women do not dress for men. They dress for other women. It's true.
Yeah. So the other... Oh, that is so cute.
Yes.
Where did you get that?
And you go, yay, yay, yay. And happiness fills your heart. Like someone told me I looked cute today and it was a girl. And guess what? That made my day until the dick trophy person hit.
Well, looking good, I was reading a thing today. The cat's trying to get in your lap. That's very odd. I'm very happy to see, now, for the podcast listeners, Rain, the cat that normally hides when the dog is in my lap, is just jumped in Janet's lap.
We're cuddling.
So maybe they're finally starting to not be scared of each other. I don't think
Rain realizes that butterflies in your lap.
Is it my lap? Oh, okay. Yeah. But anyway, what was I talking about?
Dressing your girlfriend.
No, yes. I saw this today. GW.
Who's GW?
He's a comic that posts stuff on my wall every once in a while. He posted a thing about Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn,
whatever. About how, hey, ladies, look how good he looks. How good she looks and how it's raised the bar. And everybody keeps saying, look how
65.
Gorgeous and all this and how hot. And isn't it sad that it took this to tell you, ladies, the bar has been raised? Like, people keep saying how hot it is and how good it looks. And
But there is a lot of airbrushing involved.
Oh, I know. But it made a pretty good point. All it takes is a little hair and makeup. And he, you know, and then he started getting hate mail underneath it.
Oh,
like,
that's stupid.
You chauvinist, blah, blah, blah. And I think women a lot of times just don't want to be told a little makeup might make you look better.
If you listen to Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine, twogirlsinabottleofwine.com, we talked about this. Stop telling women that they don't need to wear makeup. A lot of us wear it because it's fun. It's like buying a cute new outfit. Hey, I got a new eyeshadow. I'm going to try it out. Yay! I got a new eyeliner. I think a lot of women just kind of go, I give up. I don't want to deal with this. I'm lazy.
You can like me the way I am or not, and men suck.
Well, they don't always say that.
Well, I know, but that's going to the attitude. Like, I can't find a good guy.
I wonder, well.
You're not trying.
There's people that have found good guys that.
Oh, I'm not saying.
And those guys are tolerant of that attitude, but. You know, stop. Just people stop. Let people live their own. Throw your opinion into a bucket, also known as a toilet, and let everyone live their own life. I took a lunch break today.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what?
I know. My coworker and I, Jessica, we went on a walk instead of going to eat, which is awesome. We walked like a mile around the office, and we were talking about the whole Bruce Jenner thing, and she said Jon Stewart had a great
He did.
Yeah.
You can talk about it.
Okay. But. Where, you know, before it was Bruce Jenner the athlete, Bruce Jenner the god, the, you know, golden American. Yeah. And now it's like they're critiquing his, you know, his airbrushing, his beauty, and it's the black and white when it comes to females and males.
Yeah, and he was talking about how it's not being just celebrated as the courage of doing the operation. It's how beautiful it is. So that is the standard. Is that what women want to?
Well, it shows the difference in the standards. It shows the man standard versus the woman standard.
But yet even the women are saying, oh my God, look how beautiful. And that's what he's saying. It's still a beauty standard.
I don't know
women.
If I could get a real answer from anyone, but I'm going to try. If you were to meet Caitlyn, single man, out in public, would you be attracted to her?
Is it a dark bar and am I drinking?
Why does it have to be? What? No. In real life.
No.
Do you think she looked that beautiful?
No.
Why not?
That's just me. because I could tell it was lighting. I could, and I, and just.
But if she looked, it looked fake like that in real life, without the lighting, without the airbrushing. If you walked into a bar, single man, and I'm not luring you into a trap.
Oh, I know. I'm just not. That didn't attract me.
And I don't know if anyone would ever be able to say yes. Yes, it would. Because they know the backstory.
Right. Oh, speaking of, though, Dennis Rodman today.
Okay, he doesn't count.
You know who I'm talking about? You know who Dennis Rodman is? The basketball player was married to...
Of course, Carmen Electra. Went to North Korea.
He's actually said he would like to date Caitlin.
That's because
he would
like been talking about him for a while.
Exactly.
So let's talk about Dennis Rodman.
Exactly. But he put out there today he would like to be the first person to take Caitlin on a date.
The age difference is too drastic. I don't think Caitlin would go on a date with Dennis Rodman.
Are you saying women shouldn't date younger men?
No. I'm just saying that if Caitlin is smart, which I think she is, she would smell a rat.
I think it's all about publicity.
It is. And the Caitlin story?
Yeah, I think... Oh, I do.
No.
I do. And I think there's people out there that want to do that and need to do it, but...
You don't think Caitlin has had the urge to be Caitlin since...
Oh, maybe she'll, but I'm saying it's about money. I'm saying it's still about money because there is a TV show, a reality show now going to go along with this. That was already the Kardashians doing this.
I'm surpassing you.
There's the book, there's the ESPY Awards. I think there's been a whole marketing package thing that's going along with this. Instead of somebody that just goes, you know what? I feel like I need a change. I need to do this on my own, and I need a new life.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? This has all just been, look at this giant spotlight.
Whirlwind. And if you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they had a whole special about this. And the family, acted like, what the hell? Like, we knew you had your tendencies, and now all of a sudden it's going public. All of a sudden you're doing the transition. When are you going to include us in this? So it is kind of like he's going rogue, and he's like, Kim, your sex tape ain't got nothing.
They're on me. Oh, God, I hope there's not a Bruce Caitlin... sex tape.
You can't Bruce Caitlin it. It's Bruce or it's Caitlin. It's now Caitlin. That's only because I've been flooded with Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, I was been annoyed with the whole, the flat out statement of Bruce is now a woman.
He's not.
He
hasn't had the full transition.
He hasn't had the transition. So saying statements like that on the news drives me crazy.
That's not factual
reporting. That is not factual reporting.
Just because that'd be like. He has had a lot of surgery on his face.
Uh huh.
He has been taking a lot of pills.
New pills. He's done the estrogen. He's doing the.
But even when they asked him on Keeping Up with the Kardashians if he was going to get rid of his little thing.
Yeah.
And that's what he referred to. Oh, that little thing down there? He didn't have an answer as to when that would happen.
Mm hmm. And so it's not.
How do they do that picture? Is it. How do they tuck?
Like, you just pull it up between your legs. Shove
doesn't
it up your
that hurt?
Crack. I would assume so.
Have you ever done that?
I have not done that.
We should try that tonight.
Okay.
Just to see if
it hurts.
We'll
put it on the vlog. We will tuck and roll. But that's what
tuck and roll.
That's what somebody else said about the whole deal. It's like just because you put on makeup and a dress
and a wig
doesn't make you. A woman. You can't say that blanket statement. And if somebody
but
else
it's
would
his
said like
alter ego.
Well, he said he's always felt like a woman.
Right.
And somebody else pointed out, my friend Bill Hines, the cartoonist, said, he goes, I've always felt like a pirate. If I put on a pirate outfit.
I feel
outfit,
like Elle Woods.
Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
It's that what does that mean? That you feel like
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
We
and somebody
are not
else
him.
Posted on my wall, which made a great point. What does it mean to be a woman? Does he want to have a baby all of his life? Did he want to have ovaries? Did he want to have a period? What and that's I was like, I never thought about that either. What
Diane Sawyer did not ask the right questions.
No. So what does it mean to be I want to be a woman? That you want to wear a dress? You want to wear heels? Because you can't actually.
Because he has said over and over again he's still attracted to women.
Right. So does that make him
a lesbian? And that's what his daughters asked him on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And he was
I'm confused by the whole thing. But then you start to talk about it, and people want to shut you down with, like, what, this hate speech? Oh, you hate gays? He's not gay, all right? That's another thing. He's not gay, so it's not about gay talk.
No, he's not. He's always felt feminine, and he likes dressing in women's clothes, and he likes wearing women's makeup, and he stole outfits.
But I think it's the way the left has hijacked this whole thing to make it like...
The left?
Yeah. Well, that's who... If you follow on Facebook, the people that are... You're not, because you're busy. But if you're following who's fighting and who's arguing, you know, like... You're not for gay rights. No, this is not. I'm talking about Bruce and Caitlyn right now. The
it's
actual
Caitlyn.
Facts of,
yes.
of this. Is it Caitlyn? He just changed his name. I could call myself Stephanie.
Please don't.
I know, but I'm saying it's about honesty and truth.
Right.
Just because I want to go by it.
When you listen to him, and I think I've been brainwashed by Bruce, because when you listen to him, he talks about her. She is ready to come out. I am so much happier, and she is so much more carefree, and he refers to her as another person when talking about her. Yes.
Could that be a split personality? Could that have been diagnosed? Like, these are the questions I don't think people ask.
They
are afraid to be.
Sucks.
See what I'm...
Where's Connie Chung?
But isn't that a decent...
You haven't heard that name in a while. She should come out and interview Bruce as Caitlyn.
Well, somebody needs to do a real interview.
Hard-hitting interview.
Like, you feel like this, but does that mean you are? Is there possible? Like, you have, like, a multiple personality?
Well, typically when...
Have you been so stressed as a man, your brain said, I can't deal with this anymore?
He was married to Kris Jenner.
I'm saying.
But, and Khloe Kardashian made a great point on the recent Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I can't believe you watched this shit.
So, when it comes to all of these surgeries, because he's had breast augmentation, he's had facial surgeries, like a psychologist and a surgeon have to come to the agreement that this person is of sound mind and really wants to do this. So those doctors, like, I know it's patient confidentiality.
Did they come together? I guess they have. Or did he just have enough money to be like, I want this. Okay.
I don't know. Is he going to jail still? Remember that car wreck?
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing people are talking about. Like,
They're not talking about that anymore at all. Huh.
Will he be so big and famous?
Man's prison or woman's prison?
Good point.
If he goes to a woman's prison, I don't think... Sorry. The cats are taking turns jumping in and out of a box. Pooh Bear was just in there, and then Rain, like, jumped in, and she jumped out immediately.
Isn't it weird how I know we got off on the Bruce talk, but isn't it weird how just a box, an empty box,
you know what the funny thing
makes him happier than the $100 tower?
I'm sorry. That's why I didn't own a tower. But you see that the tower has gotten
used.
There's cat hair all over it. But do you remember when I told you the story? Because you weren't here. I bought Rain. Oh, I didn't buy Rain. He was free. But I brought Rain home in a box.
Yes.
And I opened the box. And Pooh Bear's like, ooh, box, and like goes to jump in. And she's like, what the hell?
There's another cat in there.
And yeah, that was World War V.
And now they're buddies.
They are. I caught them sleeping on their pillow together the other day. I don't think they like to let us know they're buddies.
Rain, Pooh Bear is trying to decide if wants to get back in the box now.
No, because Pooh Bear likes to rub. See her? She likes to rub on the corner of the sides of the box. They're just so cute.
They're so darn cute.
We don't need to talk about Caitlyn and Bruce anymore.
No.
I feel like we got sidetracked,
and we'll just get ourselves in trouble by saying something that's not politically correct, and somebody could listen to this and take a snippet out of it and say, see what he said right here? See what she said right here?
Any press is good press, so talk about us all you want. WrinkledSheets1@gmail.com. We'll answer any questions you got, Connie Chung. What happened to Connie Chung?
Well, she's doing Big Brother, right?
No. That's Julie Chen.
Oh. Well, take that snippet.
Connie Chung is married to Mari Povich. Julie Chen is married to the CBBBB of CBS.
I'm so confused.
It's like a CFO, COO.
I don't know.
Do you remember Connie Chung?
Which one was she?
She was the older Asian news girl.
I don't remember. I'm going to have to Google.
You don't remember Connie Chung?
No, I remember the name, but I can't picture
her. It was before Maury became the paternity test show.
You are the father.
And again, my friend Jessica and I, who were walking, we were talking about that. Because there is a radio show that she listens to. And every...
Called what?
I forget which station it's on. Don't quiz me about that stuff. But every, like, one day a week, they have this, like, oh, Fiancé Friday. Where it's every Friday morning, they have a fiancé, female, typically, that thinks her fiancé is cheating on her. So they call the fiancé and they're like, hey, guess what? You won a massage for two. Or you won flowers for...
And they want to see who they get used yes. with or sent to.
And huh? Jessica said that typically they get sent to the wrong girl. And the girl that they're engaged to is on the phone and goes, what the fuck? You know, and, oh, can you imagine?
That sounds staged to me.
Come on, radio guy, stop it.
So doesn't it sound staged to you, ex-radio woman?
I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe one in five won't be staged.
Yeah, that odd might be
one in 10. I have been a stage girl when it comes to radio, when I was in Springfield. Hey, you, will you call in and act like this?
Okay. They used to do that all the time at the radio stations here when I was working. They would always they walk next door to the studio.
That's why everyone listening.
Hey, can you pretend to be, read this letter. Act like you're mad because tickets sold out too fast for such and such show.
Right. So that's why people should stop listening to local radio and listen to podcasts. Wrinkled
yes.
Sheets, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, Remasculate, and Hillbilly Nerd Talk.
Hillbilly Nerd Talk.
And PK and DK.
PK and DK, Almost a Show. Those are my buddies, Tom, Chase, and Graham.
Hi, Tom, Chase, and Graham.
Love them. Also, I like the one called,
Say What?
The Say What. No, Say What podcast. It is Say What. Sorry, Tom, Chase, and Say What is them. Almost a Show is TJ and these other guys.
You don't have to name names.
Okay, sorry. But I do like, I also like, we should plug these things.
We are plugging.
I like White Dad Problems. It's a new podcast that I found. It's not new. It's been around for a while. But I discovered it. It's
you
called White Dad Problems.
One.
I forgot about it till just the other day. Because our pal Jeremy, who is a radio guy here in town, has been trying to – not trying. He does. It sounds bad. He's writing a column about being a new parent for Colorado Parent magazine. And I told him he needs to listen to White Dad Problems.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Doesn't White Dad Problems have like a vine or something? Did it stem off something?
Well, not that
I've heard of
White Dad Problems before.
Something.
I know one of them writes a parenting column for a paper back east. So that's kind of what it is. So check that out.
Yes.
Any other podcasts that you've discovered that you like?
No. Just like Janet always does, I settle into the norm and I keep it up.
You got the two. I like these two, and that's all I listen to. Oh. Like the other day, me teasing you about, hey, the six people that you listen to.
What do you mean?
Music. We're talking about music.
You're a jerk face when it comes to music. But, okay, these are my top podcasts. Are you ready?
Okay.
Ready, Freddie?
Okay.
Grace Helbig.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Melissa and Allie, Meal Uncensored. Blokebusters.
Uh-huh.
Hey My Man Podcast, Hillbilly Nerd Talk, Chick Chat, the one with Jenna Elfman and her husband. What's that called?
Oh,
PK and DK,
can't think of it.
Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, and Remasculate.
The one with Jenna, Kicking and Screaming.
Kicking and Screaming by Jenna and Bodie Elfman, and they haven't posted in a while.
They have not. And this is my podcast list.
All right, let's share.
Rise to Offend. Pod Vomit, Meal Uncensored.
That's Melissa and Allie.
The 31 with Brent Taubler. It's comic. Not Too Deep is on mine. Hillbilly Nerd Talk, Almost a Show. The Louis Anderson Podcast.
I didn't even know he had one.
He's got a good one. Louis is it?
I don't know if I can handle his voice.
There's one I listen to. I download. I don't always listen to. It's called the Poo Cast.
Did they talk about pooping?
Yep. People have people come on and talk about the...
Call me.
like our pal Ben Roy was on. That's what got me. Listen,
what did he talk about? I'm so intrigued.
The time he got diarrhea at camp.
Oh.
His time he was a kid and went to camp.
Is there a lot of IBS stories?
I believe there is. It's like everybody has, they want to tell their yeah. story about the worst time or where it happened or the most inconvenient.
My tummy hurts.
Let's see. Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast. Mark Maron's WTF. And then I have...
Why do you have all this time?
I just put it on listen when I'm doing other things. Open Mic Rejects is another... comics doing a podcast.
How are we doing on time?
We are at 1:05, so we probably wrap this thing up.
Let's wrap it up with me asking you an off-the-wall question.
Okay.
From the website that you sent me.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's see.
And for you listening, sorry about the dog nails that I know you hear walking.
All right, I got to pick one.
Okay.
I'm picking one right now.
Okay.
If you had to be trapped in a TV show for a month, which show would you choose?
Baywatch.
I almost cursed. The man likes boobs. Full House, Uncle Jesse.
The girl likes penises.
No, I like his face.
Oh, okay. All right. Did I say the wrong one?
Nope, we're good. Okay. Peace out, y'all. To Wrinkled Sheets, the number
one. That's boyfriend and girlfriend.
What?
That's not the total thing, but that's what that reminded me of when you did Peace on the Streets
song. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either, but that's the video vlog that we've been watching.
Yes, I like them.
And we before we go...
They find us?
Yeah, how do they find us?
WrinkledSheets1@gmail.com. Uh-huh. We're on Facebook as Wrinkled Sheets.
Yeah,
WrinkledSheets1 on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're on...
YouTube. It's Wrinkled Sheets. Our vlog.
Yes.
We're doing more and more vlogs.
Yeah, I vlogged yesterday.
And that's the name of it. Janet Vlogs with a question mark.
Right.
Like,
I know.
Holy crap, she did? Because I feel
she did
bad.
Something.
Like, a lot of the vlogs have been just... me,
that's okay, because people need to realize that I sit in the same chair for 9 to 10 hours a day. I got nothing to say.
But you do.
Except,
but you watch
y'all.
You watch other vlogs and you see what they do.
They're get out and about.
No, but they do the hey, I'm having breakfast. Like I'm making eggs, and how do you like your?
Hey, I'm going to the microwave. I'm gonna pop this in for 30 seconds.
Do they not? Is that not what you see on other shows?
No, they go out and live. You're going to the same microwave every time.
You're not watching the same vlogs.
No.
You know, like a Fleur. We just watched hers. What'd
she's
she do?
She's so pretty.
Hey, I'm having lunch. This is what I'm having. Hey, I'm walking down the street.
But she's going to different restaurants. I don't walk down the street. I walk to my car.
God. You should really just change your life. You need... Listen.
Who's hiring?
Bye.
Email me at JanetGBlair@hotmail.com.
Anyway, vlog more. All right. See you guys. Bye.